November 14, Abigail reveals unselfishness and wisdom. When Abigail saw David, she hasted and fell before David on her face and bowed herself to the ground and fell at his feet and said, "Unto me, my Lord, upon me let this iniquity be." 1 Samuel 25, 23 and 24. David and his men protected from the marauders the flocks and herds of a very wealthy man named Nabal, who had vast possessions in Carmel. Nabal was a descendant of Caleb, but his character was churlish and niggardly. David and his men were in sore need of provisions while at this place, and when the son of Jesse heard that Nabal was shearing his sheep, he sent out 10 young men. And David said unto the young men, "Get you up to Carmel and go to Nabal and greet him in my name." David and his men had been like a wall of protection to the shepherds and flocks of Nabal as they pastured in the mountains. And he courteously petitioned that supplies be given them in their great need from the abundance of this rich man. And Nabal answered David's servants and said, "Who is David, and who is the son of Jesse? Shall I then take my bread and my water and my flesh that I have killed for my shearers and give it unto men whom I know not whence they be?" When the young men returned empty-handed, disappointed and disgusted, and related the affair to David, he was filled with indignation. David commanded his men to gird on their swords and equip themselves for an encounter. One of the servants of Nabal hastened to Abigail, the wife of Nabal, and told her what had happened. Without consulting her husband or telling him of her intention, Abigail made up an ample supply of provisions and started out to meet the army of David. She met them in a covert of a hill, and when Abigail saw David, she hasted and fell before David on her face and bowed herself to the ground and fell at his feet and said, "Upon me, my Lord, upon me let this iniquity be, and let thine handmaid, I pray thee, speak in thine audience." Abigail addressed David with as much reverence as though speaking to a crowned monarch. With kind words, she sought to soothe his irritated feelings. With utter unselfishness of spirit, she desired him to impute the whole blame of the matter to her, and not to charge it to her poor, deluded husband. What a spirit is this! With nothing of ostentation or pride, but full of the wisdom and love of God, Abigail revealed the strength of her devotion to her household. Whatever was her husband's disposition, he was her husband still, and she made it plain to the indignant captain that the unkind course of her husband was in no wise premeditated against him as a personal affront. Signs of the Times, October 26, 1888.